And with that, we'll move on to item 7, which is to consider and take possible action to adopt the total fund policy performance implementation benchmark as recommended by Verisk. Mr. Whalen, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the memo included in your board packet is a response to a request for additional clarification on the recommendation that we brought to the board on at the January 24th board meeting to reduce benchmark mismatch. Just as a refresher, the current policy benchmark has an element of mismatch in it as a result of the fact that it is a high-level, broad benchmark that is not reflective of exactly how the portfolio is implemented. So an example of that is you take the Russell 3000 index. It is reflective of the broad opportunity set in the U.S. on a cap-weighted basis, right? So it's got 3,000 stocks that are that participate based on their value relative to one another. And it's got a 1.1% allocation to small cap. Your policy implements small cap at 3%. So there's a mismatch there as to how you're implementing the portfolio and how you're measuring the portfolio. The recommendation of January 24th was to fix that. The board asked for more clarification, and that's what this memo reflects in terms of how it would have been implemented and additional explanation. So coming back with the recommendation today and the clarification, the recommendation is in three parts as represented in the memo. The first part is to augment the current benchmark, so not replace, but augment the current benchmark with the implementation benchmark. It will historically show essentially two benchmarks, how it's always been done, and the new implementation benchmark, and then prospectively, the implementation benchmark will become the policy benchmark. And then include the specific manager weights every year when you guys come back and do your annual board resolution to change the asset allocation. Every year, it'll make a slight change where you'll now be specifying, you'll be more specific in terms of what that benchmark looks like. It'll show the implementation weights and the implementation benchmarks that will roll up to the policy index. So with that, I will pause, see if there are any questions, and go from there.
All right, thank you. Yeah, that's it. You just, I think, encapsulated summary the recommended action on page 3, but that very succinct and makes sense to me. Are there any questions or comments for Scott on?
Well, I was just going to ask Tim, does this look more in line with what you're actually doing enough to where, because it's going to be used as a comparable.
Yeah.
So does it, is this helpful for the investment team because you're going to be measured against it?
It is. I think this answers the question very clearly about where we can break down the value of the strategic target weight decision, the value of the actual manager's weight relative to that target, and the value of manager's alpha or lack of alpha. And so, you know, rather than say like, well, there's a benchmark mismatch here and it's a little bit amorphous, now we're very clearly say, you know, small cap did this, the managers were overweighted or underweighted and that added or detracted value, and then the manager's own performance added or detracted value. You can break those down, those three parts down fairly easily with this approach.
All right. Any other questions or is there a motion?
I'll move. I just wanted to say thank you for the way you wrote this. I thought it was both technical and accessible at the same time, so I appreciate it.
I really appreciate that comment. It was tough, but thank you very much.
It's a labor of love.
Labor of love.
Any other comments or questions for Scott or Tim on this? And did you move the recommendation? So you're moving items 1, 2, and 3 of the recommendation on page 3 of the Verisk memo?
Yes.
All right. Is there a second? All right. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion or questions? Seeing none, let's vote on the motion. Anderson?
Aye.
Gordon?
Aye.
Kroll?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Mirzwa?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
Finley?
Aye.
Kwan?
Aye.
And Sloan?
Aye.
All right, that motion carries 9-0. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you very much.
And just a point of clarification, so we will be bringing the investment resolution back with all the benchmarks in it at a future meeting in April for the board to adopt them.
Right. Yeah, I should have mentioned that. That's the last action piece that we need to move on. All right.